my love this week.
Our story starts in London, in the office of Secret Service Chief Mr. M.
Come in.
Kenneth Bond reporting. Oh, hello, Mr. M.
Ah, 007. Have you met Miss Q?
No, but I just ran into WC.
Hello, 007.
Oh, please, you can call me O. Come here, Miss Q.
I've never been kissed like that before.
Yes, I expect the rest of your life will be an anticlimax.
Honestly, 007, you seem to have got away with women.
Well, I haven't got away with many lately. You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Bond. Your last assignment, the case of the up-pointed spike. You rather fell down on it, didn't you?
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, Bond, as it happens, I've got another assignment for you. Your most dangerous one yet. In fact, there's precious little chance of you coming out of it alive. Well?
Mr. M, can't you see by my face that I'm ready to go?
Yes, it has turned green.
Just tell me what I have to do, sir.
Well, our agent 248 has mysteriously disappeared in Jamaica. So have the other 247. I want you to replace him. Find out what's going on there. Get a plane.
Mr. M.
Yes?
Look!
Where?
Under the desk. 10 little blobs of blood and they're moving.
What? 10 little... Miss Q, either put your shoes on or stop wiggling your toes. Now then, Bond, I want you on the next plane to Kingston, Jamaica.
Kenneth Bondy did to Jamaica come with Savile Row suit and shoulder holster gun. He found many mysteries that did perplex, but he found also plenty of time.
Yes,
for...
thank you very much. I arrived in Kingston and that night made my way to a dingy nightclub. Inside, groups of shifty-looking men sat drinking and playing cards in the smoke-filled atmosphere. It looked like a coffee break of the variety orchestra. A waiter buttonholed me.
A table for one, sir. Follow me. Here we are, just by this hole in the carpet. You can see the floor show. It's just starting now.
Jolly nice, Harry.
Excuse me, are you Kenneth Bond?
Yes. Who are you and what you want?
Strange ways.
Yes, I'm sure you have, but who are you?
Strange ways. That's my name. I'm your contact.
Oh, good. Now sit down, have a drink.
Just coffee for me. Bond, I'm on to something out here.
What's her name?
No, no. Listen carefully. Just off the coast, there's an island. It's called Crab Key. There's some strange activity going on the island. Some vast and sinister undertaking controlled by one man. A man who calls himself... Dr. Yes.
No.
Yes. But Bond, only I know his true identity. I and one other.
Who's that?
Him. And the terrible secret of Crab Key Island is... The coffee! The coffee!
What is it?
No sugar. That was close.
Strangeways, if there's something I ought to know, you must tell me.
I will, Bond, I will. The secret of Crab Key Island... I've been shot.
But how?
The gun was fitted with a silencer.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought the sound effects plug had slipped up. Strangeways, Strangeways.
It's no good, Bond. I'm going fast.
Oh, good. We don't want any of your long, drawn-out dying bits again. I paid for the drinks and left. I went back to my hotel and up to my room. I opened the door, and there, stretched out across the bed, was... an eiderdown. I undressed, got into my pajamas, and just as I was getting into bed, I saw her. She was standing by the window, tall, slender, alluring.
You must help me. They're after me.
I'm not surprised.
No, 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 you don't understand. I know too much.
No wonder they're all after you. Especially in that swimming costume.
No, you like my bikini.
Bikini?
That's short for bikini.
Yes, I was just thinking that myself. But why are you wearing it?
I have been collecting seashells, and I landed up on Crab Key.
Crab Key?
I thought that would interest you. You see...
Don't move! Stand back!
What is it?
Nothing. Nobody goes to sleep when we're on. Now tell me... Tell me, how can I get to this mysterious island?
I have a boat. Meet me in the morning, and I will take you there. Would you be willing to come across?
It's funny, I was just going to ask you that.
Please, I'd better go now.
Must you go?
Well, I can't very well stay here. You're in your pajamas.
Oh, don't let that worry you. I can soon take them off.
No, please, no. No, I'll go. Till the morning, then. Good night. Sleep well.
I went to bed and slept well. Apart from a slight disturbance when a tarantula spider crawled onto my pillow, but I was ready for it. I'd seen the film. Next morning, I met the girl at the harbour and we rowed across to Crab Key Island. Well, we'll leave the boat here, I think. Come on.
Be careful. The island is heavily guarded. We might even...
Okay, stay right where you are, both of you.
God, shut up.
What a hideous creature. No nose and hair all over his face.
I am standing with my back to you. Okay. Behind you, there's someone else.
Correct. All right, drop them.
I beg your pardon.
The guns. Throw them down.
You made a very grave mistake in coming here. No one who has been here has ever gone back.
Run for it.
You swines.
Oh, my head. Where am I? A small room, and look, the ceiling is coming down towards us.
We're in a lift.
Where are you taking us?
To a city beneath the sea.
A whole fantastic empire ruled over by the notorious Dr. Yes.
There's something very strange going on. What's afoot?
12 inches.
Thank you.
Here we are.
All right, Bond. You and the girl wait here. Dr. Yes will be along in a moment.
I wonder if...
Bond! Look, over there. That panel in the wall. It's opening.
There's somebody stepping out.
God! It's him, Dr. Yes.
So at last, Dr. Yes, we come face to face.
Yeah, good morning. It's lovely morning, isn't it?
You are the infamous doctor.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, I'd like a second opinion.
No, don't be like that. You are very foolish to meddle in my affairs, Mr. Bond.
Well, tell me about your affairs.
We're just good friends.
Just what are you doing on Crab Key Island?
I conceived a fiendish, devilish plan. You see this red button? I've only got to press that and I can conquer the world. And then I will have power. Power, do you hear? Power! Power! Power!
No, stop messing about.
Oh, yeah, that's my line.
You'll never get away with it.
Oh, yes, I will. Just watch. Now, one, two, three...
Quick, the lights, the lights!
Well done, Bond, and welcome back to London. So you stopped the destruction of the world and managed to escape.
Yes.
And what became of Dr. Yes?
I strangled him with my conservative club tie.
You mean...
Yes, he's never had it so good. And now here are four secret agents ready to decode a song called Just In Time. It's the Fraser Hayes Four.
It was my lucky day. It was my very lucky day. It was my most fortunate day. Just in time, bop, I found you just in time. Bop, before you came, my time was running low. Bop, bop, bop. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt, down of fear, I found my way. And love came just in time, you found me just in time. You changed my lonely life that lovely day. It was my lucky day. It was my very lucky day. It was
I've been hanging around this town. I've been waiting around for you.
It was my lucky day.
Just about got me down.
I didn't know what to do.
Then it happened.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. Love came just in time, you found me just in time. You changed my lonely life that lovely day.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we present a close-up on books, what the public is reading.
And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Well, now, first of all, let's have a word with someone we've spoken to before in the past, author of the sensational novel Return to Paddington Place, Ruby M. Chatterton. How do you do?
Oh, thank you. How do you do? Nice of you to ask.
No, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now then, we all know that you write a particular kind of romantic novel.
Yes.
Now, how would you describe them yourself?
Filth. All filth, you see. It's unadulterated filth. That's what they are. That's the stuff that sells.
Mm, I see. Now, they made a film of Return to Paddington Place.
They made a film.
Yes, now, I believe you've now written a follow-up to that.
Yes, that's right. A follow-up. Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I got the idea from the film version of the first book.
And what Thanks. Is your new book called?
It's Carry On, Paddington Place.
And what's that about?
More filth.
All right, then. Now, before you go, obviously Ruby M. Chatterton is just a pen name.
Of course, yes. That's just the name I write my books under.
Well, now, would you mind telling us your real name?
Not at all. It's Gladys Cartwright.
Finally, we turn to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are waiting to discuss a random question on this week's topic. Top of the table in the trailing Mike Tartan, Rafe Hobbiton.
Good evening. And a special hello to the ainfolk of my wealthy homeland.
Wealthy?
Of course. You've heard of our bunny banks.
Next, our recording idol. In fact, he hasn't done much for some time. Ricky Livid.
Hello, Nat. It's been a very good year for girls.
Is that your latest recording?
No, it's a statement of fact. Well, you know, I mean, when you're someone like me, I mean, you get mobbed by the birds and that, and they tear your buttons off and they try to grab a lock of your hair as a souvenir, like.
Oh, so that's how it is?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You must have been a very popular singing star.
All right. Now, let's welcome once more the lady with the best flaky pastry in town, Fanny Haddock.
Hello again.
Now, Lastly, someone who spends so much time at the plow and then moves on to the pig and whistle. Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, I had a very exciting experience this week. I was strolling through the South Meadow when suddenly a young girl came rushing towards me on some well-known farming vehicle.
A tractor?
Well, I think I must have done. Well, you know, I'm incredible to you when you come to think about it. I mean, what happened was, you see, she'd come up, she'd chase me all over the place, and when she caught me, I'm happy to say...
Thank you, Arthur. That's our team of experts, and so to this week's question, which comes from...
Trent Miles.
Miles, a Miles. I know that name. Now, which part of the country are you from?
Nowhere in particular. I'm miles from anywhere. My question is this. Does the team agree that reading is the best form of relaxation, and if so, what do they like to read? Furthermore, do they think the standard of literature today is comparable with that of the truly classic literature of yesteryear? And if so, do they think...
Why don't you shove a bookmark in your cake hole?
Fallowfield!
Well, all that yesterday.
Sorry, sir. Sorry. All right, now, Rife Hobbitson.
Well, I don't know, really.
Well, then why don't you belt up as well?
Yes, there's nothing I like better than to get my teeth into a really good book. And if anyone should happen to come across a copy of Peyton Place with teeth in, they're mine.
All right, now, let's hear from you, Ricky Livid.
Yeah, I have read a book.
What was that?
Well, I think it was a blue one. But I mean... Once you've read one, you've read them all, haven't you? Of course, I have read other things like autograph books and a telephone directory. Some good numbers in that.
Yeah. Well, now, what do you enjoy most about a good new book?
Well, I like the rapping.
Now then, Fanny Haddock.
Well, of course, after a good meal, a book always goes down well. Preferably a digest, of course.
Look, now I think she's laying an egg.
Yes, indeed, my darlings. Reading improves the mind. Good educational books. Mind you, I'm not adverse to a few thrills.
A chance would be a fine thing.
Oh, my God. Fallowfield, buttered parsnips to you too. As a matter of fact, I just read a most marvelous mystery book, full of red herrings, and it kept me guessing from start to finish.
What was it called?
The Railway Timetable.
All right. Now then, Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, I think the answer lies in the soil. Good down-to-earth books. I mean, books that really say what they mean. None of this flowery, romantic muck like, darling, there is a magical moment awaiting us. I mean, what utter twaddle. No, people don't talk like that. They'd say, now, look here, why don't...
Thank you, Arthur.
Yes?
Dare we ask you your favourite book?
Well, I'm quite partial to a good whodunit. I suppose my favourite of all time is Forever Amber.
Well, that's not a whodunit.
You're right, there. It's more of a case of who didn't do it.
And that's all from us this week. This is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener in Clacton-on-Sea. If you went into your garden and found the grass missing, would you look forlorn? Cheerio.